Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're very glad that you took time out to join us this evening. Thank you so very much for that. We're very happy to hear from you tonight as we get ready for tonight's program. We always do a little housekeeping and welcome all of our various co-hosts and callers and, of course, our listeners to each program. This name is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call the first six numbers of your phone number. And if you would, let us know who's online with us. 830-481. Who do we have with us? Welcome.
That's me, Woman of Faith.
Oh, Woman of Faith. That's it. Okay. That's okay. Woman of Faith. We got to remember. Thank you so very much, Woman of Faith. Okay, let's go ahead and bring in some of the others. Let's begin with the Honorable International Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
I just want to say to you, Dr. Walker, and to all our family and friends, you know, it's just great to be on the show, and it's just great when brethren can come together and dwell together in unity, and we can love one another and share with one another and learn from each other. Great to be
All
on
right.
the show.
All right, excellent. We're very glad to have you, Brother Lorenzo. Nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me in here. Things are going great. I'm back in North Carolina, and glad to be on the show. Let's get rock and rolling.
All right. Is Miss Cassandra with you tonight on your line?
Not right now. She's taking care of some business right now.
Okay.
She'll be here later on.
Okay. Just let us know, man. All right. We're very happy to have all of you all joining us. Of course, all right. We got some noise in the background somewhere, you all, and it comes into the studio. Please mute yourselves if you'd be so kind. All right. What does it mean to be a true friend? Pastor, let me begin with you before we get into tonight's story. What does it mean to be a true friend?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, to have a true friend is awesome. There's a song we used to sing, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one." But we do have other friends, you know, that stick is closer than a brother. You know, people like all of you that is on this radio show, to include Lorenzo, a person that I'm very much bonded to, and you, Dr. Walk, and the Women of Faith, and Ricky to the Rescue, and all of you, you know. I just feel, even though I haven't met you physically, but spiritually, just listen to you talk and share with others, you know, to me, it means everything to have a true friend. One that sticketh closer than a brother.
Excellent, excellent. We're so happy to hear you share that with us. Brother Lorenzo, what does it mean to you to be a true friend?
What it means to me is a confidant, somebody you can talk to, and they won't reveal your secrets. If you say, "Hey, it's between me and you," he won't tell anybody. He'll take it to the grave with him. You know, somebody can stick close. It's not necessarily somebody to agree with. I don't need no yes men around me. I want to hear your opinion And I want to hear what your side of the story is going to be. You know, maybe sometimes we might not agree with each other, which is a good thing sometimes. But, you know, that's what I would want. Somebody that I can rely on, somebody that won't ever backbite me on anything. You know, I want to take I take true friendships to the grave. I don't really have a lot of them. So that's what I think a true, really true friend is, like God. Like God is my good friend, somebody that will do me like that.
Okay, well, that is awesome. That is awesome. I love what you said. It says a true friend will take certain things that you tell them. They will take it. Excuse me. They will take it to their grave. That is a very important. And our story tonight is going to be touching on some of that. You're going to wonder why wouldn't they have taken something to the grave. Woman of faith. Let's bring you in here. What does it mean to be a true friend to you?
That's a very interesting question, a very valid one. It's something I always ask my clients, and be interested to know that most of the times they don't know what it means to have a true friend. But in my opinion, a true friend is someone that truly understands you. You want someone that will treat you the way that you would want to be treated, a person that is kind to you, that listens to you, that communicates with you and just kind of understand all the little details of life, what's going on with you.
Okay, so woman of faith, while I've got you on here, then would a true friend betray you if you're sharing something in confidence with them, even if you don't say, you know, don't go spread my business, but you're telling them something very personal?
Well,
did they go out and tell somebody else? You know how we all talk.
Well, I'm bound, for certain situations where someone tells me they want to harm themselves or they want to harm someone else, in a case like that, it's something I have to tell, and I do tell my clients that. But I do keep myself true with what they tell me, and if it's not something that they don't want me to share, then definitely I don't share.
Okay, certainly. All right, excellent, excellent. All right, we're going to get to the story in just about a minute. Pastor Rowe, let me just say here, what do you think? Should a true friend betray you if you're telling them something in confidence? And we all talk. We talk. We have other people that we talk to. Could it be accidental that, okay, you told me your business that you had an affair with a woman. Let's just say we're making this up, of course. This doesn't apply to Roe, but we're asking him the question. You know, if you confided in me and you say, you know, I don't feel good about this, but, you know, I cheated on my wife years ago. And then, you know, I'm your friend, and you told me in confidence because you wanted to get it out of your chest. Your heart was bothering you. And then I went over there and I say, wow, Brother Lorenzo, you don't know this about Pastor Rowe, but you think he all that. This man told me he cheated on his wife 30 years ago. Now, Pastor Rowe, am I being a true friend? I mean, I'm shocked. So I couldn't help myself, so I went and told Brother Lorenzo.
Well, I just feel, as Brother Lorenzo said, since we picking on him tonight, is that you take it to the grave, you know. But now, there are times, if I got a bodily disease and I'm at the point of death, and you told me of what that disease is, extenuating situations and times that you might have to share it with the doctor, you know, or something to save
your
life.
Yeah, we understand that one, Pastor Rowe, but in a situation where it's not life-threatening, and that wasn't life-threatening, that I went 30, you told, I mean, this happened 30 years ago, and then I told Brother Zenzo, that wasn't life-threatening. So was I being a true friend because I gave out your business?
I think you betrayed and violated my trust. I think you should have kept that a secret.
All right, and that's what we're driving at tonight, you know, that sometimes when people are telling you certain things, and it's, of course, not life-threatening, I think it's only fair that people, you know, keep your secret. But someone once told me, never tell anybody anything that you don't want to come back to you. Never tell anybody anything that you don't want to come back to you, because people are not always going to betray. They're not going to always keep your word in. They will go out, and sometimes they, you know, sometimes they don't mean any harm, but they go out and they start blabbing their mouth about your business. And now all of a sudden, now, Pastor Ro, you get up on that pulpit and you're preaching, and Brother Renzo, we're just making this up, of course, and we got you tonight. Brother Renzo done spread it to somebody else, it's Cassandra and everybody else. Now they looking and you wonder why the church is empty, Pastor Renzo. Cause, now, did we do you a justice, Pastor Renzo?
No, you ain't doing no justice. You should have been talking. You're talking like a woman. I ain't going to say it like a woman. You know what I mean. For all the ladies like that, don't pick up on me. It's like, you know what? When you, it's worse to be a gossiping man because you like, you're pregnant. And you want to
okay.
get out of there. No, labor pains, and like, you know, sometimes it's all, you got to watch friends because they'll be jealous and they're envious of you, man. You know, so it's a lot to do with it. It's that spirit of talkativeness, you know. And for me to just tell you something and you go back and say, I can't tell you nothing no more. Anything like that, you go, or maybe they lied on you and everything and twist the whole story around, you know. So that's not a true friend, man. You drop them.
All right, there you go. We're going to get to the story in just a moment, but another name is not coming up in this queue. We're going to call just the first six numbers of your number, 470-541. Who do we have, and welcome?
Hi, this is Keisha. How are you?
Keisha, thank you for joining us, Keisha. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Thank you for being a part of us tonight. Keisha, do you know what it means to be a true friend?
Oh, of course I do. People really don't know what that means these days. A friend is someone I should be able to call no matter what the situation is, whether it's good, bad. I should be able to share anything with them and not have to worry about, oh, are they going to tell my business? Oh, you know, do they not like me anymore? That's what a true friend is. A true friend loves you regardless, no matter what the situation is. You don't go around telling people's business. And I find these days people really don't know what a friend is, because I've had like several encounters myself with people where they do something for you, and then, you know, they do something for you, and then because they don't know how to communicate, which is a really sad thing, not being able to communicate, they go and tell the next person what they did for you or what you told them. So that person could come say something to you because they don't know how to approach the situation. Well, the same way you approach the situation by telling them, you should have came to that person, not to the next person. And it's not only women that just talk. It's men as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. So we're going to ask Keith, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to get to the story, and we're already a quarter of the way through tonight's broadcast. This show goes so fast, you all. Tonight's story is based on what does it mean to be a true friend. The characters in tonight's story are Samantha, her husband. It's just Samantha, her husband, and her coworker Terrence. All right, so these are the three characters, Samantha, her husband, and Samantha's coworker Terrence. Samantha's a beautiful 29-year-old married woman with two young children. She has been married to her husband for just over 5 years and still very much in love with him. Unfortunately, Samantha and her husband have been going through some serious marital problems, of which her husband appears to pick fights for no apparent or justified reason. His unwarranted behavior has really been shocking and disappointing to Samantha, as she finds herself often crying in silence. The situation has now gotten to the point that Samantha cries uncontrollably in the bathroom on her job because she cannot understand his behavior towards her. Her tears have caught the attention of her good friend and coworker, Terrence, who, unbeknownst to her, happens to be the gossip reporter of the company. Samantha was confident that she could trust Terrence because he seemed like the perfect friend to have. In her reluctance, she finds herself opening up to Terrence by telling him about her personal matters in dealing with her husband. Of course, Terrence has a listening ear and gathers daily with his gossip committee to spread the larceny of Samantha's personal problems that has now leaked out to the other coworkers and staff, which is extremely embarrassing to Samantha. She recently confronted Terrence about spreading her personal business to others when she thought she could trust him as a confidant and friend, true friend that is. Instead of Terrence having compassion and apologizing, he initially denied it, then copped an attitude and said, well, maybe you should have kept your business to yourself in the first place. Don't blame me because I ain't your problem. Your husband is. This brought tears to her eyes as Terrence stormed away with attitude. Now Samantha feels like she does not have a true friend in the world because this is the second time this has happened to her. The first time was with her best girlfriend who betrayed her by cheating with her ex-boyfriend, which severed their relationship. Samantha is now skeptical to trust anyone, but desperately in need of someone to talk to and cannot afford professional counseling. She is left with depression and heartache and pain. And let me go here, start with Woman of Faith. Woman of Faith, I mean, you think Terrence, her coworker, her friend, her confidant, do you think, I mean, he had ill intent by telling, I mean, he was a gossip reporter, and she didn't know that. He was the gossip reporter of the company and just go with his committee and just gossip about everybody's business. But she didn't know that. I mean, did she make a mistake by talking about her husband to him?
No, she didn't make a mistake. I think he just makes friends with people just to hear their problems, and then he's a gossip reporter, so that's what gossip reporters do. They make friends so they can know the business of other people and spread it, and that's exactly what he did. She didn't know that. She just saw him as someone that she could trust.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Keisha, let's bring you in here and ask, I mean, how can you face these coworkers? Now, he done spread your business all over the place, and now this is embarrassing. What can she do, if anything?
To be honest, people want to talk regardless. The only advice I could give is continue to walk with a head up high and keep it moving, because that situation kind of happened to me at work. And the only thing I could do is I come to work, do my job, and go home. You just learn from your mistakes. It's just as simple as that. You can't hold on to it.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Should she
trust Terrence enough to just forgive him and tell him when she's in pain about what's going on with her husband? Should she?
No. He've already betrayed her trust. Why would you trust him with anything else? No, you learn from that mistake and you keep moving. You don't give people the opportunity to continue to do the same thing to you. No, I'm a firm believer in that. Somebody did it to you once, they'll do it to you again.
And certainly. Pastor Rose, we're taught to forgive people. Should she just forgive Terrence and continue to, I mean, she needs to talk to somebody. She can't afford professional help. So what can she do in this case? I mean, just forgive him and tell him, you know, knowing that, you know, even if she said to him, Pastor Rowe, well, don't tell nobody my business, so I'm going to trust you again. And he's going to lie and say he's not going to tell anybody, but he's going to lie. So what do you do, Pastor Rowe? Forgive him and keep telling him?
No, I think you should forgive him and stop give all of your conversations to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you should forgive him, but you foolishness is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. You know, that's insanity, rather. You know, so I think you should forgive him and then just keep your concerns to yourself and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can tell him anything. And
we're going to ask you to stand by, Pastor Rowe. Thank you for that. Brother Lorenzo, I mean, I heard what Pastor Rowe is saying, but we as humans, it's like we want to tell somebody. You want to tell somebody. another human being that can relate to you. You know, it's hard to just, if you walk around talking that, God, this is happening to me, he already knows it's happening to you. He already knows that. But we just sometimes can't keep our mouth shut, Brother Lorenzo, and we want to tell somebody else. So what do we do?
I think Terrence is a punk, you know, going around spreading another woman's business like that. But, you know, that's what I always say. A snake and a dog don't walk together. So you got to know the snakes that are in your life. Number one thing is this. You never tell personal business on your job. I've never done that. You don't know who's trying to compete against you or what. So you never tell personal business on your job. And plus, you don't tell no man. You know, a woman should never tell a man your business. Don't ever do that. Because like I just said before, I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we understand.
Women out there, but I'm just saying.
Sure.
But, you know, I don't want to take it like that. But I'm just saying, just don't never do that. You know, don't ever tell a man your business, ever. It's worse telling your girlfriends, but don't ever tell a man that they're worse than women. So I will never trust him again. I'll forgive him, but I won't deal with him anymore. That's the way I do my thing. I'm done with you. That's it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Georgia and bring in Dee. Dee, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Hi. How are you? And how is everybody else? I agree with David to the Lord, but she's got to forgive him and forgive herself, because that's one of the things she's going to have to get over as far as her dealing with what she did to tell him in the first place, and be more careful with the people you talk to. But if not, just the Lord and people that, you know, don't think that works fast enough, you can find someone at the church, in the church. Deals with the church. I don't, you know, why she doesn't have, you know, mother, sisters, or somebody within her family, but I know sometimes they can hurt you worse than other people. But, yeah, forgive herself also and find some type of connection with someone at a church, if not her own, or if she doesn't have one, find one. But be more careful with who you talk to, because you can't talk to everybody.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some of these comments so we can get to them early tonight, because for whatever reason, these comments start to flood the gates in here, and I know we won't get a chance to get to all of them. But let me start out taking some rather early this evening, and let's go with Woman of Faith. We're going to give you the first comment. This, what does it mean to be a true friend? This female, she writes in, she says, I thought my best friend was a true friend. And like in tonight's story, until she ran off with my husband of 7 years. I was foolish not to see it and found out later that they had two children together while he was with me. Ladies, be careful when you think you can really trust another woman around your man. Woman of Faith, I mean, is it that boys should play with boys and girls play with girls? I mean, you're going to be around people of the opposite sex. Woman of Faith, talk to me.
I don't think it really matters. You just have to be careful who you're talking to. You just don't think you can just share your stuff with people and expect that they're going to keep it. My rule of thumb is I don't tell people things that I know that I don't want to hear back. I mean, that's my rule of thumb. I just don't tell people things unless I really have to tell them.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. Brother Renzo, I want to bring you in here because now we're talking this woman, her husband of 7 years, her best friend. Brother Renzo, who does that to people?
A snake do that. That's what does that, you know? It's a spirit. Because the thing about it is this, you're telling your best friend, especially a woman, if you ever tell a best friend about what you do in the bedroom with your man, you better believe that she's visualizing what you are saying, as you said. So I would never let a woman of that stature, you tell, I don't care if they is your best friend. So that's where I would feel it. Don't never tell another woman your business. So, you know, she let fault for what she did. You women be careful like that. If I was you, I would even say nothing.
All right. Keisha, I want to bring you in here. Keisha, I mean, couldn't you just forgive your best friend, all right, and just say, well, maybe he wasn't my man in the beginning anyway, because to do him like that, my man wouldn't do me like that. Even though they had two children, couldn't you just accept the kids and be the stepmom, Keisha?
No, you cannot. Ooh, they're so hitting home. No. You forgive and move on. Just because you forgive does not mean you have to continue to be, have a friendship with this person. It's okay to forgive people and move on. Because I wouldn't, why should I, you, that's like a trust code. No, I wouldn't dare do such things. I wouldn't do it to you, so why would you do it to me? I'm a firm believer in you treat people the way you want to be treated.
But I say forgive them and move on. I mean, we're not trying to get into, but why is that hitting home?
No, I don't mind. Like the, well, not the, the topic, the like the betrayal portion hits home. Like it hit for me, for myself. Like I told you last time, I could only speak from personal experiences. I was married. My husband had a child. So that kind of stuff is, it's hard to go in and be a stepmom. How's that going to work out? You were my friend. Now you want me to be the stepmom? No, that just won't work out. I wouldn't dare do that. Never again. Mm-mm.
Okay, so are you saying that you couldn't, we all know that it's not the child's fault, but so you couldn't possibly forgive your husband and say, just don't do it again, sweetie, and
I don't want you around,
we're going to still be friends, but I don't want you to be spending any personal time with my husband without me being around. Can you just do it like that, Keisha?
No, think about it. We're all adults. You shouldn't have done that in the first place. So why do I need to even have that conversation?
Okay,
no.
So then aren't there times when you heard people say, like men will do this and women are likely to do it because we're human, and then they say, I didn't, listen, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't know it would happen. We just were laughing one night, and things just got out of control. Do they really get out of control, Miss Keisha?
Yeah, if you wanted to.
Okay,
that was
exactly
your intention in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you wanted to get out of control, because you're an adult. We're not talking about kids here. We're talking about adults. Like, you know
right.
what you're doing.
So what about, Miss
no.
Keisha, when people say, and see, that's why, you know, I enjoy you all on the show because you keep it real. So what about when people come and they say, I'm really sorry. Now the woman is coming to you, even the man, he's coming and saying, sweetie, I'm really, really so sorry that this happened. I know it happened twice, but I can assure you I love you so much, I will never let this happen again. You know, and I know I got two babies over there, but sweetie, if you just adopt them as your stepmom, I promise you I'll be faithful to you for the rest of my life. And then he's whispering in his mind, as long as you're not, you know, looking, checking on me. So what do you do, Miss Keisha?
You forgive him and move on.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So what about your stepkids? What about your stepkids, Miss Keisha?
That's not my stepkids. God bless those kids, and I'm going to move on and worry about my own kids.
What about the Pampers for the kids, Miss Keisha?
That's on him. That's his business. He should have thought about that prior to getting with whoever she is.
Okay.
That's none of my problem.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the next comment before we do. Let's go all the way to Alabama. We've got, it's not coming up in the queue, 256-694. Who do we have with us and welcome? We're calling the first six numbers of your number, 256-694. Or perhaps they're just listening in. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, this is April Fortune. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Ms. April Fortune, thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Let me just ask you, I mean, I don't know if you heard the story tonight, but tonight we're talking about what does it mean to be a true friend. If someone, if your girlfriend betrays you and just it happened one night, that she sleeps with your man. And she didn't mean for it to happen. And she said, and you found out. And can you just forgive her and still be friends with her? I mean, is that a true friend?
Let's see, this, you got a whole lot wrapped up in that question, but really, I want to go back real quick to the man at work, just to let and that is that everybody knew he was messy. If he told her business, he'd been telling everybody's business around the office. You know the messy person and the busybody in your office. You stay clear away from them. You don't tell them your business, because if they're talking to you about somebody else's business, they're going to talk to somebody else about yours. That's the bottom line.
So let me ask you, Ms. April, then don't we all really talk about other people's business, even when we thought we were keeping it confidential? Don't you tell somebody? It's like, I'm going to tell you something, but please, I know you don't know the person, but please don't say anything, because they asked me not to say anything. Girl, I heard such and such and such. And then people say, you're lying. I'm like, no, I'm not. That's what they told me. Ms. Fortune, don't we do that to people?
We all don't do that. I pray that we all don't do that. But like I said, if I'm the type of person that comes to you and says, Dr. Walker, did you hear what so-and-so did? Then you should not trust me with your business.
Wow.
Whether we all do it, if you do it, don't trust me with your business if you know that I'm coming to you with everybody else in the office's business.
And you're right. You're absolutely right about it. We're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you for staying with us. Let's go. This is not coming up in the queue either. We're going to go here. We're going to call the first six numbers of your number that's not coming up, 907-691. Who do we have with us and welcome? 907-691.
Hello, this is Sashay.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Sashay. Say your name again.
Sashay.
Sashay, okay. Okay.
Hey, that's my daughter, Dr. Walker. That's my other daughter.
Okay, all right, this is Shay. Okay, Ms. Shay, thank you for joining us this evening. All right, Shay, I mean, we all make mistakes out here. So we all make mistakes. So let me just ask you, you know, we're talking about a true friend. Couldn't it be that your true friend, because she may have, you know, a true friend mess around and they get involved with your significant other, whether it's male or female, they get involved, and they just got caught up one night. He gave her a ride home one night, and they just detoured. Now, and then you find out, because he may have come and confessed because he was feeling guilty, and it's like, you know, they talked about it. These two talked about it, and they wanted you to know. So couldn't you just forgive them because they were honest and came clean to you?
I mean, there is a level of forgiveness, but then it's just like, well, what do you do after that? There's a forgiveness factor, and then there's a moving on factor, whether or not you're going to continue to be friends with these people or continue to stay in the marriage, or if you're going to forgive them and just part ways.
All right, but
so I do think that forgiveness can happen, yes, in a situation, but as far as still being friends or remain in the marriage, that'll be a pretty tough one. I don't think so.
Okay, so but when people, we do know people make mistakes. So is that a mistake? Are you saying that you can forgive but you just can't continue to live with Shay?
Right.
I see. Okay. All right, we're gonna ask you to stand by. So Pastor Roe, let me bring you in here. And so the question becomes, Pastor Roe, so now, you know, we are told that love conquers all. So the fact is that you love somebody, can you really just walk away? That was your best friend. That was your confidant. Can you really, truly just walk away?
Well, that's difficult to say. It takes a lot of prayer, you know, to give you the strength, you know, to walk away. You know, we know stories, you know, biblically, you know, where when Moses was there and all these things was happening to him, God told him to stand still. He didn't walk away and see the salvation of the Lord. So sometimes we have to just stand still and see his salvation, you know, and not just walk away. But, you know, just stand still and trust and believe that God will bring you through.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Pastor. Ms. April, I want to bring you back in, and I want to ask you, is that a situation you can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord because you're holding on to, and this is your man. Can you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and just stay with them until the second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh time that they do this?
Personally, I would just feel like sometimes, and I'm not, you know, I'm trying to be careful what I say, how I say this, but sometimes we try to biblicize, I guess, everything.
Yes.
We have to pray. Yes, we got to trust God. But God does not expect us to stay in messy marriages all the time. I mean, you've got to take it to the Lord and take it case by case study. You know, we can't.
Amen.
You can't just expect that everybody's strong enough to stay in a marriage where he done tipped out, he done had children by another woman. That's a lot for a woman to have to carry. I know that God doesn't put more on us than we can bear, but sometimes stuff is placed on us that God did not intend to be placed on us. So
Ms. April, did God put that situation on that person? I mean, it's almost like we're saying God won't put more on you than we can bear, and we know what the script says. But did God do that to you? Or
that's
your acceptance
God.
Of your free will allows this?
Right, that's what I'm saying. God doesn't put everything that we say he puts on us, he does not put on us. We put stuff on ourselves based on our own choices. And so if a man is stepping out there and you know your husband is stepping out there and he got children by another woman and he keeps coming back and she's supposed to be your friend, friends don't do that to friends, first and foremost. Friends don't do that to friends. That's it right there. And again, know your friends, because if your friend is the type of a female friend that's going to be running around behind other women's husbands, then you can't trust that she's going to be okay around yours.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Woman of Faith, I want to bring you in here. We're running out of time now, you all, so I got to speed it up a little bit faster. Woman of Faith, so the question becomes now, people make mistakes. So if you make a mistake, then we try harder the next time. If we make a mistake again, we keep trying until we get it right. I mean, some people have been married 7, 8 times and more. So, woman of faith here, in this same situation, we're talking about a true friend. That spouse is supposed to be your best friend. So if you're betrayed by them, why can't we just wait until they just get it right? Even if they make 20 mistakes, I mean, it's like getting into the habit of forgiveness. Woman of faith, talk to me.
Well, this could go on forever, and how much are you gonna put up with this? I don't.
But
think
you stand by your man. You're standing by your man, right?
He's not God. The only person I'm gonna stand by is God. If you keep messing up like that, it's time for me to go.
But what about the love, woman of faith?
Love is not there because he doesn't love me. The fact that he keeps doing these things, why should I love someone that doesn't even love themselves? I'll pray
for
him.
Couldn't you love him unconditionally and say, you know, I took these vows, I'm going
to
stand by him for better or for worse? What about that?
I will love you and I'll pray for you, but I'm not going to stay in a situation for you to keep cheating on me and messing up. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time. How much more should I take of this? How much more should I subject myself to this? And why should I keep wearing myself thin or letting my boundaries down because of this person?
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Brother Renzo, I want to bring you in here for this next comment that's coming to the studio here. I mean, we got a lot of them. I know we're not going to be able to get to all of them tonight, but we're going to certainly do the best that we can. And we're going to go here. This male, he writes in. He says, what does it mean to be a true friend? I worked at night. He says, I worked at night. This one is really sad. I even hate to read it. I worked at night on a second job trying to take care of my wife and kids. My neighbor ended up telling me that when I would often go to work at night, my wife was tipping out by having my best friend coming over for hours late at night when the kids were sleeping. That was hard to accept and deal with. Now I'm so depressed. Brother Lorenzo, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, trying to take care of his wife and his kids, and I failed to read his part. She didn't even work. She didn't even have to work because I took care of all the bills. So, Brother Lorenzo, what could you say to this guy? He says, that's hard to accept and deal with. What do you tell him, Brother Lorenzo?
I would tell him that's another level of wickedness, spiritual wickedness that you're dealing with. You know what I mean? You're looking at, you're trying to do things for them. The thing about it is this. You tend to see the person that's in front of you than the other person that's really, really love you. So the devil's staring you right in the face, and you don't even know it. And that's the thing about it. You got to see the bonding of you and the other man or woman, and then you got to look at all the time that they spend together. Now, they got a bond together, and your bond diminishes. So that's a lot to take in account for, you know what I mean? Because now she sees him instead of you. And when men and women cheat different. A man can, you know, kind of cheat out of emotion, but when a woman does it, she opens her leg for that man to conquer her to a fair. And I tell this guy, look, you know what I mean? You can feel forgive her, but you know what I mean? Like I said, that's another level of wickedness that really the woman has to deal with, you know, instead of him.
Okay, so Brother Lorenzo, is it justified? And I know you're not saying that it's justified if the man does it because it's different, the reception of it is. So what are you saying? Does the man... I mean, what if it were reversed and the man was doing this here, you know, and when his wife is going to work at night and he's got a woman tipping over, her best friend, how would that be? Same thing?
That's not a true friend either way. You know what I mean? You're looking at a point of deception, betrayal, backbite. You got so many things that you got to deal with that the devil's throwing at you. He's throwing all kind of darts. And when he penetrated either one of you, the man or the woman, that's when he just took over. All he needs to do, if you're not wearing your full armor guard, is to pierce. And then if somebody's got to accept it, then you got to go from there. Then you got all kind of wickedness going on with you. And that's when it tends to take you away from the bonding of your woman and replaces it with the bonding of another person. Really, when that man enters that woman or goes with the other way, you got the demon that just enter you right then. Not just his penis or his vagina. It's a demon spirit that's enter you.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. This is a very difficult one to move on, but let me go ahead and bring in, Dee. Dee, I want to bring you in here with this same one. I mean, it's his best friend that was going over there. What about forgiveness, Dee? Can we just forgive him? And maybe he didn't, you know, maybe he got lonely that night and he tipped out over there.
So you need to have a conversation and forgive him, and it's going to be hard to let it go when you find out that it has with him. But that's the business that you need to take care of. Don't even stress about him, worry about him anymore. You've got to concern yourself with your wife. How does she feel about him? And with she being honest, you have to trust her over again. You have to figure that out, because with all that you're doing for her, actually it made it easy for her to do that. If you work and work, and I understand how, when you said that it was a hard story to tell, because he worked so hard to do for her, and when he didn't get, you know, the respect back from her for what he's been doing, it's a hard call. It's a really
okay,
hard call.
Okay, sir. All right.
How far they went with each other.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me just check here. Jeff, we want to bring you in if you're able to hear us. Are you there? Okay, perhaps he's on mute. I didn't know if he wanted to chime in. It came in through the queue. All right, perhaps he's just listening. All right, let's go back up here then. That is a tough pill to swallow. Let me go here and bring in the next one. Let's go with Ms. Cross. Let's go ahead and take a station break at this time. Ms. Cross, good evening, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Rowe, and good evening to all your co-hosts and to everyone. Yeah, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse and a health and wellness consultant with one of the most outstanding companies, Isogenics. We have over 150 products. that may be able to help you with any health condition. And you can reach me at 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And my website is betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And you could call me, and we have different products that I could tell you about. God bless you. Looking forward to hear from you. Thank you, Dr. Walker. Have a good show.
Certainly.
Great
show. Ms. Ross, let me ask you why we've got you here. Ms. Ross, have you ever had a friend betray you and you just forgave them and kept it moving?
It depends on the situation. If it's a case that that you said she betrayed me, where she's been with my husband or been with my boyfriend and she had a child for him, I will forgive her, but I won't forget it, and she will not be my friend anymore.
Okay, well, what if they didn't have a child together? Could you just, and she was only with him a few times, and she said, I really didn't mean for that to happen, but, you know, I just got lonely.
I would forgive her, but as I said, I'm not sure exactly what I would do in that situation, because maybe I'll tell you now that I would forgive her and go back with him, and then maybe I forgive her, and then I just decide I don't want him again. So it's hard for me to, when you're not in a position, sometimes it's hard to answer. But I would forgive her, but as I said, I wouldn't look at her as a friend anymore. Because I would turn the situation around. If it was myself, I would not do that to her. Because that situation where that could have happened before, but it never happened because I didn't think I would have done that. So if I don't think I would do it, I don't expect them to do that to me.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go up here now. We want to bring in Shay. We want to bring you in here. And I want to add, let me give you this next comment just quickly here. We got to go fast. That last one was really deep. This female, she says, I must say, what does it mean to be a true friend? I have serious trust issues after my own sister, who was my best friend, cheated several times with my husband and got pregnant and rubbed it in my face. I divorced my husband and have not spoken to my sister in over 3 years. I'm still devastated over that. How do you get over something like that with your own sister? Shay, what would you tell her? I mean, you know, that's her bloodline.
Even though it is, you know, her bloodline, there has to also be a certain level of, you know, respect and actually feeling remorseful for it on her sister's side. If, you know, she's rubbing it in her face, I don't see how she's going to ever heal from that and begin to trust again. You know, I think that if she was remorseful, then, you know, I would say to, you know, get some mental counseling or some family therapy as well and try to rebuild from that. But if she's happy about it and she's throwing it in her face, then, you know, that's going to be hard to move on. And I don't think that, you know, going to the family functions or, you know, trying to repair a relationship when the other person is not on the same page is not going to work. You're going to keep coming back at square one.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Keisha, I want to bring you in here. I mean, Keisha, this is real deep. She hasn't spoken to her sister in over three years. I mean, that's still her sister. What do you think?
That is her sister, but you know what? The sad part about it is we're always taught just because someone's your family, you have to, things they do, you have to accept certain things, but at some point you have to learn to cut people off. I'm sorry, that's toxic, sister or no sister. If I was her, I would do the same thing, although I have zero sisters. I only have brothers. And unfortunately, I had to cut my brothers off at one point, two of them.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. Just because someone's your family, you have to put up with it. Like, I'm a firm believer in you have to keep a safe space for yourself. And it's okay to cut people off. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's toxic, it's toxic. It doesn't matter if it's your blood, your sister, your brother, Amen. Your cousin. It doesn't matter. It's okay to cut people off. The Bible does, I don't know any place in the Bible that says you have to continue to talk to family when they do things to hurt you. It's okay to cut them off. Cut them off. Do what
All right.
you have to do for your own mental, and that's just that.
Okay, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. We're going to take this other comment in here. Woman of faith, I want to give you this comment. Wow, this is a rather deep one, too. What does it mean to be a friend? This guy, this male, he writes in, he says, my mother told me for years never to trust a man around your woman to become so comfortable with them. Well, I thought I could trust my own cousin, but it turns out that was not true. He not only impregnated my first wife, but also my second wife. Him and I were once inseparable. Now I don't trust anyone. So help me out with that. You know, darn.
It's a hard one to not trust anyone because of one person. I mean, it's going to take a while to heal, but that sounds like someone that really needs to talk, go into therapy and sort through those issues. But for you to say, I'm never going to trust anyone again, that's a, it's like you're... It's a hard thing you're putting on yourself because you're allowing yourself to bear all the burdens by yourself.
Wow, that is so deep. But, Lorenzo, I want to bring you in here with that one as well. I mean, for some reason, these are some really passionate comments tonight. But, Lorenzo, I mean, his cousin, is it his cousin's fault that he impregnated not only the first wife but the second wife? Is it his cousin's fault that the women may have been attracted to him?
It could go both ways, you know what I mean? The woman could have gave him to he would to the gate could have gave herself to him. You know, you can't really blame, but you know what I mean, you could have had a whole lot of lies going in between all of the stuff, but it's so many things that you gotta deal with, man. The lies, the betrayal, this is the whole nine, man. It's something. So for him, for her, I don't know, that's a tough pill to swallow, man. You just got to forget. You got to keep on moving. You got to keep working, just doing your thing. And that's why I do. I was just talk to God, get closer to God, you know. But I wouldn't mess with that cousin anymore, you know what I mean, because it's not. Life is too short to be dealing with extra stuff, you know what I mean. It's hard enough as it is dealing with just day-to-day pressures, getting this and trying to improve yourself. But you don't need to be going around, being around people in your inner circle, what you deal with a person that's a snake. That's, you're giving them a second chance to bite you. And I'm not doing that. You know, I'm going to stay close to God. Whoever I'm lining up with, you have to have God kind of similarities. And that's it. If I see a snake in you, I'm done. That's it.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Roll, here's another one. This one is really deep, too. This woman writes in. She says, my husband and I attended church 2 and 3 times a week. We were very active in the church. He was a deacon. I was a deaconess. And one of my best friends, also deaconess, he had been tipping out on with her for 3 years of the 4 years we were at this particular church. And I forgave him and forgave her. And then they went and did it again several more times. So now I'm just, wow, this is so deep. She says, I'm just so devastated. And I just feel like just giving up on everything. Pastor Roe, what do you tell her?
You know, a lot of times, yeah, I'm trying to say it the right way. As my sister had mentioned, sometimes we over-biblicize Sister April, you know. And but I understand clearly what she says, you know, and I know scripture, you know, just to tell people, well, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, be steadfast and move, always abounding in the works of the Lord. And you know, we talked about that serpent knows how to talk to, you know, what happened in the Garden of Eden. You know, he was what the scriptures say about that serpent, you know, and how he beguiled Eve to eat the fruit, you know. But I'll just say, I think as Brother Lorenzo said, you know, we got to put on the whole armor of God, you know, and endure hardness of a good soul, you know, the helmet of salvation, our loins girded about with truth, you know, the sword of the Spirit, You know, and you don't have to worry about your back, because surely goodness and mercy, you know, is following you. You know, God has got your back, you know. But we just have to just trust the Lord and listen to that third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We got only 4 minutes, you all, before we close out tonight's show. This has been rather deep. Ms. April, I want to bring you in here for this next comment, 20 seconds or less. This female, she writes in, she says, unfortunately, being in love can often bring serious pain, especially when you think your significant other loves you as much as you love them, to trust them. If only I knew then what I know now, I would not have married the woman I cheated on my wife with. Because this same woman turned around and cheated on me. Yeah, this male writes in that. So what goes around really does come around. Ms. April, should we feel sorry for him? He cheated on his wife with this woman, and now the same woman that he got with, she ended up cheating on him. Should we feel sorry for him or what? I mean, everybody deserves forgiveness, right?
Everybody deserves forgiveness, yes. Everybody doesn't deserve my sympathy. But if she had no boundaries when you were married, what makes you think she has boundaries now? She
that
messed with absolutely. You. That's pretty much, I'm just saying, if she messed with you while you were married, what makes you think that she's not going to still mess around with somebody else?
Wow. All right, we're going to actually stand by. Keisha, I want to bring you in here for that same one. I mean, couldn't it have been that they had more chemistry together than him and his wife? And then somebody else had more chemistry than he did with her. What do you think, Keisha?
Well, they could have, but he got what he dished out.
So, Ms. Keisha, are you saying you don't feel sorry for him? The guy's hurting.
Why should I? Oh, that's his problem. He should have thought about that when he was hurting his wife. So
very
now
interesting.
He's still the same hurt she feels.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Brother Lorenzo, let me bring you in here. Keisha, you just got me laughing over here. Brother Lorenzo, let me bring you in here. Brother Lorenzo, should you have compassion? I mean, he is a, you know, man to man. Should you have compassion for him?
Evil begets evil. So it's a Jezebel spirit that was in that woman trying to take you from your covenant and your vows from that woman. So you deserve everything you're going to get. When you attach yourself to the devil, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get lies, betrayed, the whole nine. So he got what he deserved. You don't never leave another Jezebel for your wife, somebody you said I do to, now I do, that you're going to get what you get.
All right. We're going to take this last, we're going to be able to do only this one, Cameron. We got a lot more, but we're only going to take this one. Miss April, we're going to ask you to close us out and just give us a thought. Because, you know, just a thought, what does it mean to be a true friend? Give us her in just a second. But before we do that, let me just go here real quick with Dee. D, we're going to give you this last comment that we're going to be able to take. This male, he says, my current wife and I have had our share of problems, including going outside of our marriage. But today we are stronger because we have both concluded that a real true friend is one who will always be there for you and will not set out to hurt you. I am thankful for the love we ultimately found in our true friendship. What do you say to that?
Some people say not to trust them. I think it's possible because they wanted that. A lot of people don't understand that just because you need something, you know, like people that smoke or drink need to stop, but they won't. But if you want to do it, it'll work. So most times in relationships, a want instead of a need has to be worked on. You've got to want to do it enough to do it.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We're going to let Ms. April close us out. Ms. April, what does it mean to be a true friend? Close us out, please.
Okay, I'll wrap it up real quick. Really, a true friend is how you define it in your own world, because it's going to be something different to everybody, but pretty much we all would agree that a true friend is somebody that you can rely on, who's going to respect you, respect your boundaries, and have your best interest at heart.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, we certainly do apologize and ask that you call at least 7 to 10 minutes early to get into the queue. Thank you all so very much. And listen, we'll be back here tomorrow night for our spiritual show when the topic will be, can you be a friend of God? Be a friend of God. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. You thought tonight was good. Tomorrow's going to be even more enlightening. Can you be a friend of God? Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning this week for our International Divine Intervention Day program. So please join us then from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Great,
good night.
Great show tonight. Great
night,
show tonight.
Great close in April.
Good night,
great close in April.
Good night, everyone.
Can I say, how you doing,
all
baby?
Cool.
You all right?
All right.
Yes,
great, great comments, Lorenzo.
Right. I appreciate that, Dr. Rowe. I mean, Pastor Rowe, you know what I mean? Just trying to keep it real out here. You know, it's hard in the paint, but
everyone,
hey, I'm harder. Yeah, I ain't thinking about no evil, but I'm a demon slayer. I get rid of demons real quick, human or
all
right
now.
When I kick the gate of hell down at 4:45, I don't play no games, baby. I'm a true demon slayer. You understand? I'm a true demon slayer. That's why they call me
you
a demon slayer. I kill
them
in human and spirit form. I don't care. I kill 500 million demons in hell when I get to hell.
Wow.
Every day, okay? That's who you're dealing with now. Pastor Bro, I love you, man. I love you, Miss Cross.
All right, I love
baby.
You, too.
I'm
love you,
see you tomorrow.
Stay safe and stay well.
I will.
All right, God
and
bless you. Grab safely,
demons,
brother.
Okay? And trample
right,
the devil below your feet.
I trample them in hell, on the feet, in the air, whatever.
All right now.
Amen, brother.
All right. You know it.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And
you
was nice
okay.
You and your daughter on the call too.
Yeah, Sashay, my youngest daughter. You know what I mean? So
your youngest one.
We're just trying to slay demons out here. You know what I mean? My
all
kids,
right,
my
now.
Grandkids, yeah, everybody.
All right,
y'all.
Just continue to keep them covered by the blood of Jesus. Cover them.
Oh, yeah. They cover me. God is good. I love them.
And God cover
all
you
right,
with the
all
blood
right, brother.
And send the angels around you.
Well, you know it.
And keep slaying them demons. Bruise his head before he bruise your heel.
Oh, yeah. I got you. I love y'all, man. Good night.
I love
all
you,
right,
too. You
all
take
right.
care now. God bless you.
All right. Good night, Sister Marjorie.